Stop number three. You can walk past the causeway cable, but the roadbed is used only by farm equipment and other similar vehicles. The causeway will dead end in a farm field, and you will not be able to proceed without putting growing crops at risk during the growing season. This area is for foot traffic only. There are no trails or roads. The causeway to the back field is a track, road, or railway on the upper point of an embankment, across a low or wet place or a piece of water. Causeways can be constructed of earth, masonry, wood, or concrete. Our causeway allows our farmers to reach the back fields for farming. Mercer Pond is another deeper borrow pit named for founder and longtime member Morris Mercer. It lies out on the edge of I-275. This burrow pit is similar but deeper, and as such has other types of fish that breed in the pond. Bill Corning, founder and early member of Oxbow, was descended from the Hayes family, who were original colonial owners in the Great Miami River bottoms. Land in this area of Ohio and Indiana was used to pay officers in the Revolutionary War for their service. Mr. Corning was intensely proud that the land he owned in the Oxbow was still in the family. It was with great pride that Bill became one of the first to establish a conservation easement with Oxbow Incorporated. About 30 acres of land under the Corning easement is adjacent to the south end of Oxbow Lake and sits abreast of I-275. Many years ago, a large portion of this easement was planted in trees and shrubs, and today is one of the few places in the Oxbow where bald cypress are found growing at the northernmost edge of their range. You will be able to see more of the back fields from the Oxbow Lake overlook at stop six.